This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Mauna Apperson, FKA Nicholas Apperson, appellant versus Natasha Kaminsky, et al., respondents, decided January 28, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Mauna Apperson, FKA Nicholas. No, Eddie 112529 Apperson, appeal from the Circuit Court of Appellant, St. Louis County versus Honorable David L. Vincent III, Natasha Kaminsky, et al., respondents. Filed January 28, 2025. Introduction, Mauna Apperson. Apperson appeals the trial court's judgment granting respondents Natasha Kaminsky, Kaminsky, and Adriani Normans, Norman, motions for directed verdict on Apperson's defamation claims. In points 1 and 2, Apperson argues the trial court erred in granting Kaminsky and Norman's respective motions for directed verdict because Apperson made a submissible case in which a reasonable jury could have found Apperson suffered damage to his reputation. Point 3 contends the trial court erred in granting Norman's motion for directed verdict because Apperson made a submissible case in which a reasonable jury could have found Kaminsky was acting as Norman's agent because Norman publicly stated that Kaminsky was working on my behalf. As to points 1 and 2, this court holds Apperson failed to make a submissible case for his defamation claims because the only evidence presented to support the conclusion he had suffered two reputational harm was his own testimony. Regarding point 3, this court holds Apperson failed to demonstrate a principal-agent relationship existed between Kaminsky and Norman through a single social media post. Accordingly, the trial court's judgment is affirmed. Background: Apperson dated Kaminsky from 2012 to 2013 and Norman from 2016 to 2017. On June 28, 2023, Apperson filed a second amended petition against Kaminsky and Norman alleging the following defamation claims. Count Y, claim against Kaminsky for stating Apperson is a rapist. Count 2, claim against Kaminsky for stating Apperson is a serial rapist. Count 3, claim against Kaminsky for stating Apperson is a serial abuser. Count 4, claim against Norman for stating Apperson is a rapist. Count Y, claim against Norman for designating Kaminsky to serve as her authorized agent in making statements that Apperson is a rapist. Count 6, claim against Norman for designating Kaminsky to serve as her authorized agent in making statements that Apperson is a serial rapist. Count 7, claim against Norman for designating Kaminsky to serve as her authorized agent in making statements that Apperson is a serial abuser. Count 8, claim against RB for stating Apperson is a rapist and abuser. 1. Count 9, claim against Norman and Kaminsky, alleging Kaminsky served as Norman's authorized agent in sending an individual a message stating Apperson used to brag to me about having their wealth in Bitcoin. And that makes sense because they keep getting charged with tax evasion. If they have wealth, it is through illegal means, which is to say they are hiding wealth from the government. Count X, claim against Kaminsky for knowing her request for a full order of protection against Apperson was denied, but still telling an individual Apperson knows he's not allowed to come within 500 feet of me. Warren Apperson made no argument related to County 8 because RB was dismissed as a defendant in the underlying action. 3. Count 18, claim against Kaminsky for sending a message to an individual stating Apperson threatened to kill her and another person. Count 20, claim against Kaminsky that she falsely made a statement on social media that Apperson actively stalked her following the end of their relationship. On January 17, 2024, a 3-day trial commenced. Apperson, Kaminsky, and Norman II were the only witnesses that testified at trial. A. Apperson's testimony. Apperson testified he met Kaminsky in the fall of 2012 on OkCupid, a dating app, and dated for approximately a year. He stated they were sexually active only once, on her birthday. During their relationship, Apperson denied ever having sexual intercourse with Kaminsky without her consent, and the first time he heard about her being raped was through a social media post. In late November of 2017, Apperson was served with a petition wherein Kaminsky sought an order of protection against him for stalking her from 2013 to 2017. A hearing was held whereby both Kaminsky and Apperson appeared. After the hearing, the court denied Kaminsky's request for an order of protection against Apperson. Apperson further testified at trial, he became aware Kaminsky had made the following series of Facebook posts. November 14, 2017. Nick Apperson, the owner of Radix House 3, is run by a serial abuser and rapist of women. November 30, 2017. Nick Apperson, the owner of Radix House, is a serial abuser and rapist. December 1, 2017.